Welcome to the 2015 Rally America National Championship, combining some of the world's best drivers on some of the toughest stage roads in North America. Through 8 rounds of racing spanning coast to coast across the United States, through mud, snow, dust, and forest, one radio show is there covering all the action. This is Rally America Radio.
Welcome to day number 2 of the 2015 Ojibwe Rally. This is Jim Beaver, Rally America Radio. And sorry we weren't able to catch some of these drivers at the start, but things changed up for this event. No park expose like we traditionally have at most of the rallies. Cars just going out on stage right off the bat, so we weren't able to catch up with the drivers. But we are here at the first service. We're going to get all the interviews, storylines, but big storylines overnight. Few big names dropping out. Antoine Lestagelet, he saw those pictures on social media, tagged a rock. He and that Rocket Racing entry from Canada, from Subaru Canada, are out, officially withdrawing from the event. We do know Troy Miller is back in today in that Ford Fiesta, so we'll have him battling in two-wheel drive. And then other big names, Adam Yeoman. Fuel issue, actually fuel leaking. They are withdrawing from the rally. One, they said they were going to run out of gas because the leak was so bad. Two, it's fuel. So, you know, what do? You know, you got a fuel leak that's just dangerous. So FY Racing Adam Yeoman is withdrawing from the event. And then Brenton Kelly, his FY Racing teammate in that Dirtfish rally car, he is withdrawing as well. We don't know if he's got a case of food poisoning or what, but he is very, very sick today. And so he's going to have to withdraw because he's just physically not capable of driving the car. So we've definitely got a shakeup in open class brewing. Obviously, Pastrana, Higgins, those are the one and two to watch. But we got Peter Fitella making his presence known. Brandon Simonick, a lot of you know him from mountain biking, Red Bull athlete. He is here in a Rocket Racing car from Canada. Beautiful car, and he's having a heck of a drive as well, so he may play into the mix. We've got super production drivers, Nick Roberts, looking at a national podium. And then two-wheel drive, we got Cameron Steely out front still. Man, lots of shakeup. We've heard of multiple flat tires from certain drivers. And, you know, it seems like tires are becoming a big part of this rally. You know, yesterday we had a ton of punctures already today through three. So this rally is definitely grueling, taking its toll. We've had a lot of cars drop out already. And, you know, mechanicals, guys fighting through mechanicals, you know, as they say in rally, press on regardless. A lot of guys just pushing, trying to make it to the finish at this point. And, you know, we've still got six stages left to go today, a group of three. Then they'll come back to this service here in Lake Itasca, Minnesota. And, you know, and then they're going to go out, do three more stages, wrap things up tonight from Detroit Lakes with a big finish line podium and celebration there in Detroit Lakes. But I got to tell you, you know, six stages left, and it's not going to be easy for anyone at this point. So we're going to see if we can catch up with some of these drivers and get those stories for you. All right, we got David Higgins here finishing up the morning here, day number 2 Ojibwe Rally. How'd everything go, David?
Yeah, first one was very good. No real drama. Pretty nasty save. Took a few seconds off Travis, but it was only short. And then the second one and the third one was lots of sort of loose gravel in there, and we're doing a lot of cleaning. So we expected to lose some time. I know we lost a few seconds of Travis on the second one and the third one, but I think he's had two flats in there by Luke's things. But, you know, our plan was to take a tyre on this one that was going to be a bit of a compromise because we knew we were going to be cleaning the gravel, but we've now got a good set left for the next loop, and they say it should be a bit cleaner, so it should be quite good for the next group.
All right. You know, looking at the rest of the rally, we've got about six stages left. You know, what's plans?
Yeah, just obviously we'll see what the scores on the doors are now. Travis has lost some time. You know, we did a lot of hard work yesterday to build a good lead, so the plan today was not to go stupid and just go careful. And I think obviously now with his time loss on that next one, it'll be more of the same, really.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, David.
Cheers, buddy.
All right, we're here with Travis Pastrana, first service, day number 2. You know, take us through things. I know you were pushing early.
Yeah, we really felt good. The first stage was pretty rocky, so I think everyone was kind of taking it easy, but we lost 3 seconds. But second stage was definitely in my wheelhouse, really, really tight and twisty. And, you know, we were able to take 4 out of David, which is a huge win for us. It's kind of the goal. Like, you know, we can just be close to his pace. That's definitely what we're shooting for. So I felt really good starting the third stage, and he had pulled a rock the size of the biggest watermelon I've ever seen. And I was, came over the crest at 100. I was like, oh. So we tried to hit it with the center, but ended up getting a flat tire. So front tire for about 12 miles on the last stage. Just happy the car made it back, and we'll see. We'll try to trying to go to get these notes better and see if we can't stay on David.
All right, thanks a lot, Travis.
Thank you.
All right, we got Nick Roberts here, currently leading a super production. Take us through the opening stages.
Today's been great. We've been just trying to take it easy. We've got a nice almost 4-minute lead on Lachlan, who's second in SP. And, unfortunately, we were sitting fourth this morning, and Adam, who was sitting third overall, had some fuel cell issues and just wasn't able to start the day. So that was unfortunate for him, but puts us in third overall. And so we're in a really good spot. So I think at this point, all day it's been just try to maintain, take it easy, not trying to take any too many chances. It's tough on these roads, though. There's a lot of rocks that get pulled out, and, anything can happen. Travis had two punctures on the last stage we just came in on, and, it's easy to happen. So it's hard because you want to drive 80%, but if you drive 80%, you end up on the inside of some of these corners, and you end up hitting stuff. So you just try to drive 90 to 100%, but not take too many chances.
Well, do you feel like, you're obviously leading super production, got a solid lead there, but you're, third spot, in the national podium. So, you feel like it's a balancing act? Do we push to stay on the national podium, or, do we just kind of sit back and take the SP win?
I haven't seen the times, but I believe Lachlan might be in fourth overall. So I think I'm 4 minutes up on the guy, and on Lachlan, who's 4 minutes in fourth place, is 4 minutes behind us. So it's still a balancing act, though, because at the end of the day, you still want to go out, you want to have fun, you want to put some good stage times on there. It's still fun to battle Lachlan, even though, we might have 4 minutes on him. It's still, we have that gap partially because he had some bad luck yesterday. So, today it's fun to just go out there and see, if we didn't have that bad luck yesterday, where we'd be. So I'm still pushing today, still having fun. And, you want to stay up close because you never know, Travis having the bad luck on the last stage. Just, I think he probably lost 2 minutes to us. So it puts us a little bit closer to him. That's how rally goes. So you want to have good luck on your side.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Nick.
All right. Thank you.
All right. We got Troy Miller here. I know you're pulling a super rally today. How's the car feeling after the problems yesterday?
We thought we had it fixed. The first stage went fine. Second stage, we had a little issue. In the third stage, the wheel scraper caved again, punched a hole in the rim, and then locked up the wheel. So we finished the stage like that, and then just got it back to service now. So we're going to throw a new one on and see what happens.
All right. Well, good luck. Hopefully, we can see you get that fixed and get out there and battle again.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, we got Cameron Steele here, current leader in two-wheel drive. How's everything going out there?
Pretty good so far. We're trying to do what we want to do. We have a big lead to start the day. We're 3 minutes up on our competition. So our goal today is just keep it clean, keep it tidy, make sure we don't do anything stupid like we did at SPR and run into a tree or end our rally for something idiotic by myself. So, yeah, we're taking it a little bit easier. We're having some turbo issues again, but that's all right. It is what it is, and we're going to keep doing what we're doing. We're going to keep going on. We're going to have fun, but we don't need to push too hard, so we're just going to keep it at a comfortable pace right now.
All right. Well, good luck, and we'll see you later today.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks.
All right. Here with Brandon Simonick. I know it's been a while since we've seen you in a rally car. How's it feel to be out here?
Oh, man, the roads are so fun. I'm definitely having a blast. Bit of a tough go this morning, but just car's still going, so I'm just going to keep kicking along.
Yep. So, looking at this afternoon, I know, you're kind of right in there in a top five, fight for the overall now, or for the open class with some of the guys dropping out. What's the game plan?
Well, I mean, I don't know about that anymore because on one of those stages we hit a big jump, just like fifth flat out, landed super hard, and one of the sensors popped out, and the car just turned off when I landed, so we were messing around, like trying to get it started, pulled the plate away from all the sensors, opened it all up, and then we managed to find the sensor that was unplugged, so we probably lost like 5-10 minutes there, which I'm sure we lost a ton of spots doing that.
All right, well, good luck. We'll let you pull into service and get to it.
Thanks, man.
All right, catching up here with Gary Gill. How's everything going this morning, Gary?
Very adventurous. We had a flat in the second stage, front flat, and then on the long 15-mile stage, we lost brakes because I think a stone took out the brake line. So we lost, I think, four or five minutes. As long as we are on the road, that's good enough. We'll fix it and go back.
Yep. And how about the differential? I know yesterday, the first three stages you had a problem. You guys get that fixed?
Yeah, that was the gearbox mounting had broken when I took the first jump. So we got that fixed. It's been one problem after the other, you know, the survival game basically for me, because this is a mandatory event for points. So I think three more stages and I think we should be all right.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Gary.
You're welcome.
All right. We got James Robinson here. You know, how's everything going in this Honda Fit today?
Everything's going great today. We haven't had any real issues at all. The roads have been fantastic. And, yeah, we're having a great time out here.
You know, looking at the rest stages, I think six stages left. You guys are kind of right in the hunt there for a two-wheel drive, you know, national podium. You got to be pretty excited where you sit.
Yeah, we're real happy with it. We're hopeful we can keep our place. The roads are fast, and that's not really the forte of this car, so we're just trying to stay ahead of these other faster guys. But, yeah, we're having a great time. It's a great weekend.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, James.
Thanks, man.
All right. We're here with Peter Fitella pulling into the service. You know, how's everything going today, buddy?
From the first stage today, we got an issue. Looks like coil is burned on the spark plug. So we run all three stages on the three cylinders. So that's mean, you know, car is very slow. But, yeah, looks like we're going to fix it right now and we're going to be good to the next few stages.
Yeah, well, and I know, you know, we've had a few guys drop out. You're looking, you know, I guess shot at possibly a podium if you keep pushing?
Maybe yes, but like I said, now we know we waste a lot of time. So I don't know yet how looks the time, so I can tell you right now.
All right, well, thanks a lot, Peter, and good luck.
Thank you very much.
All right, we got Lachlan O'Sullivan here. And I got to tell you, last night I get back to the hotel and Rally America photographer says, hey, come here, come look at this. I got the shot of the day. And what do I know? It's Lachlan just flat sending it in the car. So you guys, I don't know. I don't know how the day's going today, but I got to tell you, yesterday you looked pretty sharp.
Yeah, that first stage was fun. We know the jump well, and Scott gave me an okay to. Usually he shuts me down on big stuff like that, just wants to keep the car in check, especially the first stage. But with the new livery, we had to go big and make sure that Lucas Oil shut up well. So, we found a fuel pump was our problem in the three of the six stages yesterday. We lost minutes, came back today, and pretty decent so far, so good. Seemed to help a lot, but on the way back, the transit, the fuel feed seemed to shut down again, so something's up again where the guys are looking at it. We got 30 minutes to play with it. Hopefully, go out back on the stages and do well again.
How the road's been shaping up? You know, I've heard of a lot of rocks being kicked out and things like that.
Oh, geez, it's crazy. I mean, that first stage is only 2 miles long, but it could, I'm sure a lot of people are going to go out that stage. The second stage, we came up over a crest, right in our line, and it was a foot and a half by 2 feet rock just sitting there waiting for us over the crest. You couldn't see it until you're right on it. Luckily, we just had enough in the tank to just get out, you know, get away from it. And it turns out Nick hit it, brought it into the path, the nice line. And he went up on two wheels when he hit that thing, so it was a massive rock, and we just missed it. But there's a bunch of them out there, and so it's right now, you know, he's 4 minutes up on us, and we got 2 minutes on the next guy behind us at least. So it's kind of after everything yesterday, it's kind of hold station, be smart, keep a little in the tank for big old rocks out there for sure.
All right, yeah, I know Pastrana tagged one. He's calling them watermelons. He just said there's watermelons all over the stages.
They're massive. They really are.
All right, well, thanks a lot, Lachlan. We'll let you grab some lunch.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
All right, catching up here with Steve LaRosa pulling into first service of day number two. You know, take us through the morning and yesterday evening. I know we weren't able to catch up with you at the finish.
Yesterday evening was a little difficult. We had a couple issues. Bent a tie rod. Had some issues in the woods in the dark. But we survived, and this morning has been real good. We're taking a few extra chances this morning and trying to make up some time, and I think that's going real well. Back to yesterday, the first half of the day was good. I mean, we were sitting real good at service, and then we just had a couple issues in the dark, and that's what put us behind a little bit. But overall, I'm happy with where we're at. I mean, just going to keep plugging away and pushing a little bit harder these next three stages, which I think we're going to be able to do real well.
Yeah, it seems like, you know, looking at things, you guys are, you know, still definitely got a shot. You know, I know Miller's had some struggles today again, and, you know, after that super rally, and I know, you know, obviously, you know, you've got a few guys mixed in there, but you guys are still right in the mix.
Yeah, and you know what? That's one thing I really like about this two-wheel drive class is it's not just a few guys show up and everybody kind of spreads out. These guys race for all 15 stages, and it's just a whole lot of fun, and it's just good fun racing. I really enjoy it.
All right, well, thanks a lot, Steve. We'll let you grab some lunch. We'll catch up with you later.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it.
All right, we're wrapping up things here from the first service. Still got a few regional entries, you know, just pulling into service. But, yeah, right now, David Higgins out front. Travis Pastrana with those flat tire problems dropped. He's about 3-4 minutes back of Higgins. And then past that, we've got Nick Roberts sitting there in third. He's got a national podium spot in Super Production, their Super Production win, and a national podium spot on the line there in third. Lachlan O'Sullivan in fourth, despite his problems, still having a solid run. And then we've got Peter Fitella in fifth, and which would be third in open class. And then looking at two-wheel drive, we've got Cameron Steele out front, James Robinson currently leading B-Spec. But, man, it's taking its toll on these drivers, this rally is. It's definitely a rough one. It sounds like rocks, boulders at times, as Travis Pastrana called them, watermelons, out there on stage. And, you know, these guys just trying to survive and get to the finish at Detroit Lakes later on tonight. So we will be coming at you from the next service here at the 2015 Ojibwe Rally. And be sure and follow us, Rally America, on Twitter, as well as Instagram and Facebook, posting all kinds of updates and photos and info on the event. And also our friends at iRally, always give them a follow as well. They like to post a lot of updates from the event. But this is the 2015 Ojibwe Rally, round 7 of 8 of the 2015 Rally America National Championship. I'm Jim Beaver reporting from the first service park of day number 2 of the rally. And we'll be back at you with more coverage later on today at RallyAmericaRadio.com. Thanks for tuning in. Game on.
The Subaru WRX and WRX STI, a 268-horsepower turbocharged Subaru boxer engine, rockets the WRX around corners and down straightaways. A race-ready 305-horsepower turbocharged Subaru boxer engine keeps the WRX STI a rally legend. The Subaru WRX and WRX STI, it's not a sibling rivalry, it's a tag team. Get the latest from Subaru Rally Team USA at Subaru.com/rally.